The title of today's message is, Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Did anybody eat breakfast this morning? I ain't gonna condemn you. It's okay. Everybody afraid? She said you ate a corn flakes or whatever that was. Okay, cool. But significance of we need the word every day. Sometimes we put our flesh before our spirit, man. But all that will pass away and go back to dirt. But your spirit, man, will live somewhere. When you expire, it will live somewhere when his body expires. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. There are three that testify in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Spirit. That's what we call the Trinity. Jesus is his earthly name. Word is his eternal name. Verse 2, he was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. So, did you get that? All things were made through him. All right, put in word for him. All things were made through word. And without word, nothing was made that was made. Nothing was made. The word was chosen in the Godhead to become flesh. Verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Every word that God created, everything that he created, he didn't do it with his hands. He did it with his word. Amen, somebody. He spoke it. We use words to communicate. He wants us to use words to create. Okay, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's do it the way he said do it. God said it was, and it was. God said it was, and it was. God said it was, and it was. He spoke it into existence. You don't ever hear about man working with his hands until sin came on the scene. Why? The ground wasn't expected to respond to your hands. It was expected to respond to your words. And sin came in and messed all that up. But Jesus took care of that. I said, Jesus took care of that. When Adam sinned, he was cast out of the garden. And he had to work the ground with his hands. Amen. Adam was to function just like God did. Brought the animals to him. And whatever he called them, that's what they were. He spoke it. Did he not? So everything that's been made was made out of word. Somebody say word. If it stays in you, it's a wish until you speak it. And them giants you've been crying about, they ain't going nowhere until you go after your giants with your mouth speaking the word. They'll set up camp, put couches and recliners in your life and just aggravate you to the point you start speaking words that don't line up with this. Amen, somebody. So nothing is going to happen until you speak. Amen. And so God put the power of life in your tongue. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the... What are you speaking? I wish there's some way I could fix that. What's in your wallet? What's in your mouth? Or what's in your heart? The way I give my dream power is I start speaking it. It get legs. In some degree, it get an engine. One of them big ones. But your dream, you have to speak it. Now, be careful who you tell it to. Be careful who you tell your dream to. There are haters and dream killers. Your dream is an indictment against the fact that they don't even have one. So guess what they spend their time doing? Trying to tear you down. While they do nothing to help their own life, they sit back and criticize yours. So be careful who you tell it to, but you have to speak it. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. Luke 6:45. Out of the abundance of overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The overflow, the abundance, the mouth. So if profanity is coming out, you got an overflow of abundance in there. Uh-oh, y'all been speaking of profanity, got quiet in here. If you have said, oh me, oh my, oh, somebody said it, didn't they? Now watch this. We believe, therefore we speak, according to 2 Corinthians 4:13, right? Right? We don't speak what's happening. We speak what we believe. Don't give credence to things that are going on in your life. Don't give that glory. Speak what you believe. Amen. You can't wait till something good happens to start talking. You start speaking when you're in a bad situation, because you call those things that be not as though they. Amen, somebody. Nothing made without word. Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us in him. Are in Christ. When? Before the foundations of the world. What laid the foundation of the world? The Word. The Word. Before God got started with the physical, he knew us spiritually. Now, pay attention. The Old Testament has been translated into your known language from the Hebrew. Most of us in here, you know, our Bible's in English. But the Old Testament been translated from your known language in the Old Testament to Hebrew. The New Testament has been translated in your known language to the Greek. Amen. So you study the original language to get the truest meaning of what that text is saying. I don't want nobody's opinion. I don't want to care what culture says. I want to know what God meant. So I go to the original text. Amen. So our English language is extremely limited. The words are very, or aren't descriptive. Take love. For God so, husband, love your. Peter, do you? It's love, one word. And we take that one word and spread it like peanut butter mayo all over everything. One word. But the Greeks weren't like that. They had four different words that had four different meanings for love. You're aware of that, right? Eros, erotic in English. That's where we get our English word erotic. Sexual love. I could stay there a few minutes. But that's what jack up a lot of marriages. Because they part right there. and they don't move on. But I'll move on. We'll do that another time. Storge, family love. Phileo, Philadelphia, brotherly love. And then agape, unconditional love with no strings attached. Everybody got that? So when Jesus went to Peter and asked him, Peter, do you love me? Y'all remember that? How many times did he ask him? Three times. Now, Peter had jacked that thing up because he denied Jesus. So after the resurrection, guess who Jesus went to? Peter. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. You know, Peter got aggravated because he asked him so many times. But he asked him three times because he wasn't getting the answer that he wanted. And finally, he got around to, he's saying, Lord, you know I phileo you. But Jesus wanted him to say, I agape you. Why did he do that? He wanted a certain level relationship out of him because what Peter had functioned in, he wasn't going to be able to go the distance. That's why a lot of marriages don't go the distance, because they operate out of the wrong kind of love. And that word agape changes the whole picture. Same thing with the word. John 1. In the beginning was the word. That's John 1 and 1, right? There's two Greek words for word. The biggest and the first is logos. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was with God, and the logos was God. Jesus and this is the logos. Same thing. Jesus in this book. In Jesus, in him was the fullness of God, of the Godhead. And guess what? He came and dwelt among us, according to John 1 and 14. Right? Right? Philip had some questions. Show us the Father, Lord. Who is the Father? If you seen me, this is Jesus talking, you've seen the Father. He was the fullness of the Godhead, Jesus. Amen. Now, why is the Logos so significant? What God wants you to know about life, what he wants you to know about him, and what he wants you to know about eternity is right here, from Genesis to Revelation. You got to know the Logos, the word. Amen. Praise God. Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by and hearing by the word of God. Now here we go. Take the typical Christian. Pastor, I'm going to go home today and build up my faith. I had a few bad reports lately. I kind of lost hope for some things I had my eyes set on. So I'm going to go home and get into the word and build my faith. That is not what that scripture is saying. There's another word for word called rhema. Now watch this. Pay attention. In the beginning was the Logos, the full counsel of God. This is it right here. In the beginning was the Logos. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the rhema of God. Faith cometh by what? Not by the Logos, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the rhema of God, the spoken word of God. Logos speaks of the whole thing, Rhema speaks of specifics. Did everybody see the difference? Logos speaks of the whole thing, everything we have. But Rhema speaks of specifics. Logos tell me what's ours. Rhema tell me what's mine. So you can go into the Logos and God will take one scripture in a time of your need and make it Rhema. It's not the whole counsel of God, but the word you needed at that time and cause you to build your faith back up in the middle of your disappointments. Rhema. Somebody say Rhema. The Bible talks about rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we're doing, aren't we? Rightly divide. See, people, if you don't rightly divide the word, you're going to get messed up. So rightly, it means rightly appropriating the specific rhema that speaks to your situation. That's why we encourage you to build a relationship with your Bible. It's quiet in here. Because there's going to come a time. Bishop's not preaching. None of us are preaching. No church service. And you're going to be in a fix where you need this. And you're going to need to hear from God. There ain't no time. You can't call on the soap operas and the football game to get you out of trouble. Amen, somebody. Logos is counsel. Rhema is spoken. Y'all see that? This is counsel of God. Logos. But rhema is spoken. Now, a spoken word, that rhema can be a part of the Logos that just jumps off the page to you where you can see and understand. Let's say you're depressed. I hope ain't nobody depressed today, but you can be delivered from that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Philippians 4:8, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. What's the result of you doing that? And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will set guard over your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. In other words, are you praying? If not, quit complaining and start praying. What he said. And what's going to happen? And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall set guard over your heart and your mind. That's word. And then you can get in your bed and go to sleep and not be worried. Because he give you the peace that surpasses all understanding and set guard over your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen, somebody. It'll give you a turnaround. Let's say if you broke and disgusted and you trying to launch this company off the ground, you can go to Deuteronomy 28. Amen, somebody. You're blessed coming in, blessed going out. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Amen? You're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You're the lender and not the borrower. That's Deuteronomy 28. What you think that'll do to your spirit, man? Things begin to rise and you shut off all of that unbelief. They're in the boat. They're in the boat. The disciples in the boat. Storms come. Peter looking, he said, Lord, that be you, bid me to come. He talked to Peter. He didn't talk to the others because they said he was a ghost. Right? Bid me to come. Jesus, what did Jesus say? Come. Now, your Bible script and your Bible t- title there, it says Peter walked on water. No, he didn't. Peter walked on word. Jesus said, come. And when Jesus spoke to Peter, faith gets up out of the boat and starts walking on the water. But really, he was walking on rhema. The spoken word to him, come. Y'all see that? Now, you can take your logos and go home. If you got a pool like I do, or if you live in an apartment complex and there's a pool there, you go out there and you announce to everybody, Peter walked on water. I'm going to walk on water. Go on out there. You're going to go straight to the bottom. Y'all go try that when you get home. But don't go in the deep. Why is that? Why are you going to go to the bottom? Because faith don't come by logos. Faith comes when God says it to you. Amen. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written. It is what? Man shall not live by. And it is written, man shall not. Say that word. Say it. Live. Say it loud. You need to underline that. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. Every rhema that proceeds from the mouth of God. I hope somebody got that. That's why we got a lot of Christians aren't living. They just existing. Because they're not living on any bread. They don't have any word. Give us this day. That's the prayer. Give us this day our daily word. Give me my word that will make me walk on my water. Don't go out there try to do what Peter did unless he told you. Everybody needs their daily bread. That's how, watch this. I did a sermon a while back, talk about assignment. That's how you live on assignment. When you get a rhema, a spoken word, you don't have to worry about the details of it. All God asks you to do is what? Believe. You don't have to figure it out. He's the God of how. Now the angel said to Mary, you're going to get pregnant by the Spirit. You know what she said? How? He never answered her. Because the how is left up to me. I got that. You just believe. Quit asking God how and just believe. See, we try to figure things out. He's too big for that. Amen, somebody. You are trying to figure out how. That's his part. You just believe. Say, believe is my part. Okay. There it is. Don't forget that. Now, Lord, I ain't got enough money coming in. I'm trying to figure. Don't worry about that. Didn't he have the disciples to go fishing and they got money out of the fish mouth to pay their taxes? Huh? And you looking forward to come this way, he come that way. That's what jack a lot of us up. We're expecting God to come the way he want us to come. I got tickled when I saw that. Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. Everybody got that part? Now, I mentioned Ephesians 1:4 earlier. Let's go back to it. Ephesians 1:4. Just as he chose us, where? In him. You ever looked up that word chose? Just as he chose us in him. Say that with me. In him. The Greek for chose, here we go, is a Greek word called eklegomai. Eklegomai. Lego is the verb from the noun logos. Ek means out of. I'm going to say that again. Lego is the verb form of the noun logos. Ek means out of. In the beginning is the logos. And you were pulled out of the logos. That means your life is a rhema. He chose you out of word. Can y'all wrap your mind around that? In the beginning is the logos. Here it is, the whole counsel of God. In the beginning is the logos, and you were pulled out of the logos. That means your life is a rhema. Just as he chose us in him. So, out of him, there you go. There's your rhema. There's something only you can speak. There's something only you can say. See, I can't be Bishop, but I can be Joe. Did y'all get that? And then you go back to Isaiah 55:11. He says he watches over it. He watches over it. And guess what? It shall not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he set it out to do. So when you're on assignment, you need to keep that in mind. He sent you out. Give us this day our daily bread. You don't ever need to get up a morning and not have some bread. Logos. To get your rhema, your spoken word to you in your situation. So, give a testimony. Me and my wife bought our first house, bought it, paid for it. 3 years ago, took care of our parents. Tried to make it comfortable for them. And when they went home to be with the Lord, we said, let's get something we want. I was working a lot. I was just busy. And I told my wife, I trust you. She looked in Enterprise, Ozark, looked everywhere. Called me. She said, I found it. Need you to come look. She was just sitting in the backyard just looking. And the Lord had told me some time ago, I'm going to give you something that somebody else built. That you don't have to build it. You just move in it. Rhema. He's faithful to his word. And y'all, there's so many details in it, I can't stand here and tell y'all. What's the interest rate now? 6.9 something? 7 now? I don't normally tell my business. How about 2.5? I'm doing this, not, I'm bragging on God, but I'm trying to help somebody. We looked at our finances. I'm getting ready to retire, and we had to stay within the budget. He will show himself strong on your behalf, whose heart is perfect toward him. So he made some things happen for us to walk around there like they did in Joshua, claimed it, prayed. Everywhere the sole of your footstep be yours, claim it in Jesus' name. Any of you who bought a house, you know how it works with what they're praised for and what the bank would give you and all that kind of stuff. God protected us in there. Say protected. Say provided for. Was it 6 months later? 6 months later, equity shot up over $60,000, just like that. God can do anything. Now, when we was dealing with all that, it's just like I did with the angel was spoken to Mary. How? We didn't ask how. We just believed. And got our rhema. Many of you been to our home. God, he said he'll give you goodly houses. It's a good one. God is a good God. I ain't gonna prolong it, but I done told you enough. This is. It's the full counsel of God. Spoken word is, y'all got it, don't you? Give us this day. Don't you leave home without it. I ain't talking about American Express either. This is better than American Express. Will you stand with me? So a scripture that I fell in love with a long time ago, Ephesians 3:20, God is able to do exceedingly. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond anything I dare ask or think. How many here dream? Use your imagination to see yourself somewhere. That's a good thing. Because we were created in his and after his. And God saw and he. That's why I mentioned that earlier. Call those things that be not as though. Don't speak how it is. Speak how you want to see it. We go around here complaining, oh, it's getting bad around here. Let some good things come out of your mouth. You know what that's an indication of? There's bad things got in. Because the Bible says out of the abundance of the overflow, the mouth. You need to check your mouth. We preached about that, didn't we? Remember that? You better watch your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if you don't have what you want, you have what you don't want, you might need to check what you've been saying or what you are saying. And then your kids are hearing it. Your loved ones are hearing it. Amen, somebody? Did I help anybody? Would you bow your heads with me? You may say, Pastor, I'm here today and I had some dreams and my faith kind of dwindled down along the way and I need to hear from God. Well, let's first just look at the foundation. Jesus went to the cross and died, paid the penalty for our sins, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So the foundation has to do with, there was a great exchange that he took our sins and he gave us his righteousness. So now we can declare that we are the righteousness of God. That's foundational. And upon that, you can build upon it. Get your rhema word. Aspirations, dreams. So let's start there. So if there's anyone here who has not made Jesus, watch this, not just Savior, but the Lord of your life and Savior, let me see your response. If you desire him to come and live in you and sup with you and show you great and mighty things, he's available right now. He said, call upon me and I'll show you great and mighty things. He's able to do way beyond what you can think or ask. I'm a witness to that. He saved me. He turned my life around. He's no respecter of person, but he is a respecter of faith. And the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the rhema. He's speaking to your heart right now. Second, I'm saved, but I haven't been living right. I kind of fell by the wayside. I need to rededicate my life to Christ. If that's you, let me see your hand. We'll pray for you. Won't embarrass you. Thank you for the hand. Thank you for that hand. God loves honesty. And when you're honest before him, he don't have to do you like the doctors do and do a blood test to see what's in there. But a lot of folks lie to their doctor. But when you show honesty by speaking the truth, God, we can work with that. Anybody else? Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It's true. The Logos, the full counsel of God, but the Rhema, the spoken word to us. And those of you who answered the two questions to answer, call, I want you to repeat after me. Jesus, everybody, Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross and paid the penalty for all my sins, past, present, and future. It's all under the blood. Jesus, come into my life. Make my life new. Do something with my life. Thank you for what you did for me. And from this day forward, I denounce Satan from my life. And Lord, I will serve you. I praise you and I thank you for the finished work of the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. I remind you, I started off the service by telling you there's a thief in the house. And he comes immediately to steal the word. And before you can get to your car and go about your day, he wants you to forget about everything you learned today. And then on Monday, and see when Tuesday, Wednesday, when things start happening, you forget you need to get your daily bread so you can walk on your water. He's not going to make it convenient for you to do this. Something will come up. I'm telling you, something will come up. But I've made it a habit. I don't care what I have to do. My wife will tell you, I get in my word first before I go anywhere. Or it's in my ear while I'm driving. Because the Bible told me to seek ye The kingdom of God. Watch this. The kingdom of God. God's way of doing things. His method of operation. And then the promise is all these other things will be. Bless the Lord. It works. God bless you. Hope everybody had a good 4th. But now you got something really to celebrate. The bread of life.